Hollyhocks may need staking to prevent wind damage. You'll want to pinch the main stem early in the season to produce a bushier, shorter plant that's less likely to need staking. Or just, you know, let them grow as tall as they'd like. It's your garden, you do what you like. Plant them somewhat far apart to get good airflow because they can be prone to rust. They can do okay in shade, but or part shade, but they may get a little floppy then. So they really do like full sun. They'll be fine in less than perfect soils, but if your soils are like really bad, you might need to amend them with something like organic matter or fish emulsion. Deadhead them to prevent spreading because they can get a little spready out there. So make sure you deadhead them, remove any seed pods before they go to seed. Speaking of the seeds, they can be sown indoors in late spring, or you can just plant them outside in the summer. And the seeds can be overwintered in a cold frame or a greenhouse. Marigolds, there are three types. The French ones are shorter with a single or double flower. African marigolds can grow up to 4 feet tall and have large double flowers. And Signet are the kind that they always trip me up. I never think that's a marigold because it just doesn't look like one. But plant in full sun, moderate moisture, nasturtiums, of course. Another easy to grow annuals, got very distinctive leaves that resemble lily pads and those bright flowers. They either form a low mound or they can trail up to 3 feet. They're great for hanging baskets or window boxes. I read that Monet had nasturtiums lining the walkway up to his house in Giverny, France. So if you're an art lover, maybe that's a nice fun touch there too. Fertilizing will encourage leaf growth over flowering, so make sure you don't fertilize them unless the soil is like really bad. And both the flowers and the young leaves are edible with a slightly peppery flavor. So another one that you can also put in your salads, or, you know, if your dog eats them, that's fine too. Petunias, right? The eponymous garden flower here, very dependable annual, 1,000,006 colors, you know, ground cover trailing plants or tall plants with flowers of all different sizes. You know, again, very dependable, use them for anything. Occasional pinching late in the season will help to keep the plants more compact and blooming well. And they tend not to bloom very well in heavy soil. So again, before you plant those, make sure you amend the soils if needed. Now for Rex begonias, don't confuse these with the smaller leaf species of begonias like wax begonias or something, because those can be toxic to dogs and cats. Though the most toxic parts are underground, but still. They're annuals here. They're perennial in zone 10 to 12. So they're annuals here. Often sold as houseplants. So again, can be a good houseplant to have if you have maybe a cat that likes nibbling on foliage. The flowers are single, small, relatively inconspicuous. You don't get these for the flowers. But there's tons of cultivars available with interesting leaf patterns. Patterns are best when they're in bright but indirect light. They do have a lot of pest issues with them, so just know that. And avoid getting water on the leaves because that'll cause leaf spotting. Now let's try some pet-friendly native plants if you're looking for native plants to add to your yard for your pets. So sunflowers, don't always think of these as being native, but there are some species that are native to our prairies and some that are native more further west. They were planted by early Native Americans, and there's evidence of them that's been found dating back over 5,000 years, which I think is kind of cool. Protect the young seedlings because they may be munched by rabbits and deer. They are sometimes sold as microgreens and stuff too. So like they are very edible as well if anybody gets into them. Staking the plants as they get taller can help them stay upright. And then after the flower is spent, hey, you got free bird seed. Little blue stem is one of my favorite grasses. It makes a very nice ornamental bunch grass that forms dense mounds, has great winter interest, does not like wet or heavy clay soils. But it is known to be deer resistant, at least as deer resistant as something can be, and is also drought tolerant. Bumblebee queens will overwinter at the base of it, and it is a host plant for some skipper butterflies. I just love the coppery red color this gets in the winter. It is a gorgeous grass.